The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you." Does it say that there might be? It says, "There shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of, and through covetousness." Now, what did Judas do? He stole. He coveted that money. "Through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not." Go back to Mark 14. You know, we could read the whole chapter of 2 Peter 2, also the book of Jude. He says, these are spots in your feasts of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. So that means that when we get together as a church and eat a meal together, when we have food after the service, when we have a barbecue, the Bible says people like Judas, people that are false prophets, people that are evil, wicked, adulterers, people who defile the flesh as Sodom, it says in Jude verse 7, people who will bring in heresies and false doctrine, they will certainly be eating among us. And he didn't say they might. They will be there. There will always be a Judas Iscariot among us. And if there's not one among us now, there will be one tomorrow. You know, constantly there are infiltrators and bad people. This is why you should not just implicitly trust everyone because they come to church here. And a lot of people, they just think, oh, you're from church. And they'll trust them financially. And people will lose thousands of dollars because they just assume that everybody from church is trustworthy. And they make that mistake. But not only that, but people will trust other people with something much more valuable than their money, which is their children. And just drop their kids off with someone to babysit because they're from church. I've gone to churches where they wanted us to go on some overnight couples retreat, okay, for our marriage and betterment of our marriage. And they wanted us to drop our kids off with people to babysit them overnight. And I didn't even know who these people are. I'd never even laid eyes on these people, never even met them. And people were just like, oh, no, don't worry about it. They're from church. Oh, okay, in that case. I mean, think about how crazy that is in the day that we live in the world that we live, to drop off your little kids at someone that you've never even met because they go to church. You know, we live in perilous times, and we need to guard our children and not let them out of our sight and not sit there and allow our children to just be babysat by any person that just is from church. You know, we need to use some discernment and not do. I don't let anybody from church watch my kids when I'm not around. You know, we don't just turn them over to people, spend the night at so-and-so's house. Look, there are way too many people getting abused and molested to just take that kind of a chance. And plus, churches often attract predators because they like the trusting atmosphere where they can be trusted. Also, people will come here and try to commit fraud business-wise because they think, you know, I can find some suckers down at the church that are just going to trust everybody because we're all Christians. And as long as I say praise the Lord and hallelujah, they're going to sign on the dotted line and think everything is fine. And there are all kinds of stories about finance. There was a financial advisor that was a deacon from First Baptist Church of Hammond, Indiana, under Jack Scopp. And Jack Scopp was teaching all this voodoo, squirrely financial stuff. And he sent his deacon around as an apostle of, financial freedom and wealth and laying up treasures on earth. He sent around this deacon, Thomas Kimmel, as an apostle of Scopp's financial program. And it turned out this guy was going around and telling people to take their retirement and take their money and to put it into this wonderful investment. And this wonderful investment's going to return, you know, 10 or 12% a year, and it's totally safe investment. Does that sound legit? No way. Turned out it was a used car dealership that they were investing in, but they gave it some fancy name to make it sound like it was some, you know, legitimate investment. And it was some car dealership that was just totally underwater financially, totally messed up. And this guy would go around and say, you know what? before you make a decision like this, you should talk to the man of God, you know, get godly counsel from the man of God. Talk to your pastor. And if he tells you not to do it, then don't do it. You know, but if he says that it's a good idea, if he looks at it and thinks it's good, then go ahead and do it. Turned out he was giving the pastor's commission. Think about the conflict of interest of getting up and acting like you're just a neutral. He would act like he was preaching a Bible sermon on finances. It was a Bible-based financial thing. And then he'd just throw in, oh, by the way, I know of these good investments. You know, ask your pastor. Ask the man of God. Get godly counsel. The pastor is getting commission. So you think he thinks it's a good idea? Yeah, it's a great investment. Yeah. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Okay, these are the type of things that people go in. And by the way, now that deacon is going to prison because he defrauded people of about $4 million, I think it was. Huge amount of money. People lost $4 million investing in this fraud. And now he's going to prison. But he says, well, I thought it was a good investment. You know, liar. Paying off the pastors and everything, that's all highly illegal, by the way. But these kind of people are out there. They are predators. And by the way, the guy who did that, I've met the guy. I've shaken his hand and talked to him. The deacon that did that, and I didn't think there was anything wrong with him. You know, I thought he seemed like a nice guy to me. But he's stealing from people. He's lying to people. There are a lot of bad people that you never would suspect. And a lot of the people that have turned out to be evil infiltrators of this church, I was blown away, and I'm like, what in the world? You got to be kidding. I never would have suspected. But hindsight's 20/20. You know, you got to be careful. Now, my motto is this: suspect no one, trust no one.